Welcome to the NewsHour. Ukraine's president has floated a possible compromise to a key Russian demand that Kyiv give up territory in eastern Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky's proposal could address one of the main sticking points that have bogged down U.S.-led negotiations. This, as Ukraine marks its fourth consecutive Christmas under full-scale Russian invasion. But Moscow has given no indication whether it might agree. Nick Schifrin joins us now. Nick, so what did Zelensky say today about this critical question about the eastern part of Donetsk?
So this was a briefing that Zelensky gave to journalists in Kyiv, embargoed until today, where he revealed the 20 points of the 20-point peace plan, and he talked about the fate of the Donetsk. That is the most contentious part. Zelensky says the current proposal would be to demilitarize or create a free economic zone in the portion of Donetsk that Ukraine still holds but is fighting over. You see, that's the light gray area inside Donetsk on the map. Ukraine's military would have to withdraw from that territory, which Russia has failed to capture through 11 years of war. The compromise that Zelensky told journalists is, quote, "We consider a free economic zone a potential option for a sovereign state to choose." He has not used that language before. The reason that it's potential is the decision will be left to a national referendum, quote, "Only a referendum can determine whether people agree to such a path if the proposal for Ukraine is precisely this, either this or war." Zelensky's language is dramatic there because that's how he sees it, William. Either Ukrainians agree to the entire peace plan, including converting land that they fought and died for into this free economic zone, or they reject it, the war continues, and they do not get security guarantees from the U.S. or Europe.
So on that referendum, what would be required for that to happen?
So Zelensky went farther than the text on the peace plan and talked about the conditions that he wanted to talk to President Trump and President Putin about. Those include a ceasefire first and then 60 days to prepare the referendum. Two, Ukrainian police would remain in this so-called free economic zone. Three, only Ukrainians living in Ukrainian territory could vote. In other words, Ukrainians under occupation would be excluded. And four, international forces must then be present on the ground to guarantee that no one enters the free economic zone under any pretext. It is not clear whether Russia will agree to any of this, but Russia has repeatedly rejected that last point, the presence of foreign troops on the front line. And in fact, William, tonight, Bloomberg is reporting that Russia is seeking changes to this text and that the text lacks provisions that are important to Moscow.
A lot there. What are the other challenges still remaining?
The main one is the fate of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. This is Europe's largest power plant. It's been occupied by Russia since the first days of the full-scale invasion. And Zelensky said today the U.S. plan is for the U.S. to manage the plant and for the power to be somehow split between the U.S., Ukraine, and Russia. Zelensky rejects this. He said, quote, "Clearly for Ukraine, this sounds very inappropriate and not entirely realistic. How can there be joint commercial activity with the Russians after everything that has happened? We are enemies. It is very difficult to have anything in common with them moving forward." Ukraine's counterproposal, William, Russia's withdrawal from the plant, and that Ukraine and the U.S. split it 50-50, even if the U.S. chooses to send some of their half to Russia.
I mean, given all that, what has been agreed to?
Well, pretty much everything else. That's what Zelensky said. A couple of highlights from that everything else basket. Ukraine no longer has to give up its NATO bid. Ukraine's military is now able to stand up 800,000 soldiers during peacetime. That's up from previous numbers. And crucially, security guarantees that the U.S. would respond very specifically if Russia opens fire on Ukraine. Zelensky said today that would enable a strong Ukraine. But the war rages on, William. The Russians released video just overnight that it said attacking Donetsk and advancing in the small village of Donetsk. Meanwhile, Russia's attacks are mostly on civilian targets. Zelensky said Moscow, you see there, fired hundreds of drones and ballistic missiles. Quote, "This is how the godless strike," he said, ahead of Christmas.
Nick Schifrin, thank you so much.
Thank you.